I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Advocates filled the City Council Press Gallery to oppose Bill 39. The Ontario government's controversial bill was heavily criticized and opposed in City Council by several councillors and democracy advocate groups. Advocate groups in the press gallery include Progress Toronto and TTC Writers. Counselors including Toronto Centre's Chris Moyes presented petitions that are asking to uphold the majority vote for bills to be passed, rather than the proposed strong mayor system.
Councillor Cheng.
Madam Speaker, I rise today to deliver 107 petitions submitted by residents from across Willowdale, as well as 590 petitions from residents across North York. The petition reads as follows. I'm writing today to ask that you help to uphold a fundamental part of our democracy, that decisions are made by a majority vote at City Council. I'm asking you to oppose Premier Doug Ford's undemocratic Bill 39. This undemocratic move comes without consultation and is being imposed on residents. Taking away power from our local residents takes power away so that we can't, and it is not how we get things done here at City Hall. Instead, it is a slippery slope that opens a door for decisions that can harm our city. We know that we can build a better city when we include the voices of people, especially those who are most impacted. The bill undermines a fundamental principle of democracy and will contribute to an even greater decline in civic engagement. I urge you to use the power you have to oppose this bill and help protect our local democracy. Thank you.
Councillor Braville.
Madam Speaker, I rise here with 850 petitions from residents of Davenport. I'm writing today to ask you your help to uphold a fundamental part of our democracy, that decisions are made by a majority vote at City Council. I am asking you to oppose Premier Doug Ford's undemocratic Bill 39. This undemocratic move comes without consultation and is being imposed on residents. Taking power away from our local representatives takes power away from residents, and it is not how we get more done at City Hall. Instead, it is a slippery slope that opens a door for decisions that could harm our city. We know that we can build a better city when we include the voices of people, especially those most impacted. This bill undermines a fundamental principle of democracy, and I will contribute to an even greater decline in civic engagement. I urge you to use the power you have to oppose this bill and help to protect our local democracy. I concur. Thank you.
Councillor Moyes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I am rising today to deliver 404 petitions submitted by residents across my ward in Toronto Centre that broadly reads as follows. I'm writing today to ask that you help to uphold the fundamental part of our democracy, that decisions are made by a majority vote at City Council. I'm asking you to oppose Premier Doug Ford's undemocratic Bill 39. This undemocratic move comes without consultation and is being imposed on residents. Taking power away from our local representatives, that takes power away from residents, and it is not how we get more done at City Hall. Instead, it is a slippery slope that opened the door for decisions that could harm our city. We know that we can build a better city when we include the voices of people, especially those most impacted. This bill undermines the fundamental principle of democracy and will contribute to an even greater decline in civic engagement. I urge you to use the power you have to oppose this bill and help to protect our local democracy.
Thank you.
Bill 39 is called the Better Municipal Government Act, and it will give Toronto Mayor John Tory more powers to overrule and veto certain votes, or pass bills with only one-third of the council's support. The bill would create a strong mayor system for both Tory and other major Canadian city mayors. The plans for the strong mayor system was brought up by Premier Doug Ford this past summer.
I just think that be it the mayor of Toronto or Ottawa or any mayor, they're accountable for everything. But they have the same single vote as a single councillor. And no matter if it's a good decision or a tough decision that they make, they have to be accountable. And it just allows them the ability, not the power. I always say you have a tremendous amount of responsibility and ability to make the appropriate changes.
So will the mayors of Toronto and Ottawa have a veto power over council, or will they be just?
We'll get into the details later, but yes, similar to that, and two-thirds of the council can overrule the mayor, but we'll get more into the in-depth once everything goes through there.
During the meeting, councillors voted not to keep Bill 39 as part of the schedule in a 13-12 vote. The meeting was the councillors' return to City Hall for the first time of the new term. This follows the results of the Ontario municipal election. More updates on Bill 39 as council meetings progress this term. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.